This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Wednesday repeated warnings made earlier by U.S. President Joe Biden that Americans in Ukraine should leave the country. Psaki said the State Department had assessed in October that around 6,600 Americans were in the country at that time. U.S. officials say that with more than 100,000 Russian troops nearing Ukraine's eastern and northern borders, the threat of a Russian invasion is more serious than others that have come and gone during the years of fighting between the Russia-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces. Biden had said, quote, it would be wise for Americans other than essential diplomats to leave Ukraine, and has ordered the deployment of 1,700 troops to neighboring Poland. Psaki said the situation facing Americans inside Ukraine was not similar to the mass evacuation after the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan. Protesters blocking border crossings between Canada and the United States risk hurting the auto industry, the White House warned on Wednesday, as Ottawa urged an end to the 13-day demonstration against coronavirus mandates. The Ambassador Bridge, a key supply route for the U.S. auto industry in Detroit, has been shut for inbound Canada traffic since Monday night. Another border crossing in Alberta has been closed in both directions since late on Tuesday. Starting as a so-called freedom convoy, occupying downtown Ottawa, opposing a vaccine or quarantine mandate for cross-border truckers mirrored by the U.S. government, protesters have also aired grievances about a carbon tax and other legislation. Protesters say they are peaceful, but some residents have said they've been attacked and harassed. In Toronto, streets were being blocked. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization insisted Wednesday that, quote, COVID isn't finished with us, appealing for more support to fight the pandemic after his agency reported that new infections fell, but virus deaths rose worldwide over the past week. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus launching a new $23 billion campaign to fund the WHO's efforts to lead a fair rollout of COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines around the world, cautions that diseases know no borders, and the highly transmissible Omicron variant has shown, quote, that any feeling of safety can change in a moment. The World Health Organization's weekly report released late Tuesday showed that case counts fell 17% worldwide over the last week, including a 50% decline in the United States, while deaths globally rose 7%. Quote, depending on where you live, it might feel like the COVID-19 pandemic is almost over, or it might feel like it is at its worst, Tedros said. Quote, but wherever you live, COVID isn't finished with us. We know this virus will continue to evolve, but we are not defenseless. He said, quote, we have the tools to prevent this disease, test for it, and treat it. Omicron, which is more contagious than other variants but has generally brought less severe disease, made up nearly 97% of all cases tallied by the international virus tracking platform known as GISAID. Meanwhile, Tunisian President Kais Saied will change the Supreme Judicial Council but will not abolish it, the justice minister said after meeting him on Wednesday, days after his stated plan to dissolve the body met intense criticism. The justice minister said on television that Saied would maintain the council as a constitutional institution but change the law regulating it and set up a temporary judicial authority in the meantime. The official gave no details as to how the council's composition or role would change or about the composition, role, or tenure of the temporary authority. Saied's announcement on Sunday that he would dissolve the body prompted immediate criticism from judges, rights groups, opposition parties, and Western donors whose help is needed to avert a crisis in public finances. They said abolishing the council would undermine judicial independence and could help Saied cement one-man rule after his suspension of parliament and seizure of broad powers last year, which critics call a coup. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.